This is North Shore Today for Friday, March 10, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, mid-40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 1:05 p.m. Commuters are getting some unwelcome news today with word that the MBTA is slowing down travel speeds on its subway lines. The slowdown goes into effect today and has been implemented for safety reasons. This does not include the MBTA rail lines serving the North Shore. The Trustees of Reservations is planning to phase out its annual Crane Beach parking stickers. The Salem News is reporting today that they will be charging most of its members on each trip to the beach rather than through the one-time sticker fee. The plan is designed to make the beach more accessible. The City of Peabody has filed a Chapter 91 Waterways application to dredge Brown's Pond. Anne Marie Tobin reports in today's Daily Item that the process would mechanically remove invasive aquatic plants in selected portions of the pond. The project is expected to start this year. Housing continues to be a major focus for local and state leaders this year. Lynn State Representative Dan Cahill is supporting a proposal at the State House that would support a better use of land where current housing stock is located in order to build additional units.
So we have a legislation that would allow local housing authorities to be exempt from local zoning with respect to building affordable or public housing, which if anyone who's ever been through a city, and particularly a town, and looked at some of their affordable housing stock, a lot of these things were built post-World War II. They're on large tracts of land. They're typically either a duplex or a townhouse. And there's a lot of missed space. So the goal would be to allow these housing authorities to maybe rethink the way that they have a housing stock, and maybe consider working with the state and obtaining funding to kind of rethink it and maybe tear some of these old stock down, which are costly, and build dense buildings that can house more people.
Lynn State Representative Dan Cahill. Gloucester Times is reporting that a forum on questions related to affordable housing in Rockport will take place Saturday at the Rockport Public Library. The meeting, XYZs of Affordable Housing, organized by the Rockport Affordable Housing Coalition, is slated to take place from noon to 1:30 p.m. in the Brenner Room at the library, 17 School Street. And lawmakers in Boston are looking to assist food stamp recipients with additional benefits when their federal pandemic hunger relief program expires. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that 630,000 households could face up to a one-third loss in their federal funding. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins lost to Edmonton last night, 3-2. The Celtics were off last night. They'll play in Atlanta tomorrow. Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla gearing his team up for the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't, the situation that we're in right now, we can't really control what seed we get from the standpoint of we can't get the number one seed if we don't buy things that are out of our control. So, like I said, I think it's more about the same habits that were at the beginning of the year. We got to focus on what we do well, and then can we do it for long stretches of the time? I think, you know, there's such a small separation in the NBA of a great team to a really good team. And those come down to overtime games, possessions, end of quarters, like all those little things. So the more we just build an awareness to those, manage those, and work through those, I think that's going to help us a lot.
The Red Sox win again, 11-7 yesterday over the Yankees. MIAA basketball playoffs. Marblehead plays at Mansfield tonight. Magicians coach Mike Giardi on Mansfield, a team with some size.
You know, we're looking at a tough test. They're big. They got some players that can really get to the rim.
Bishop Fenwick girls basketball will be hosting Archbishop Williams tonight. Fenwick has beaten them twice this year in league play. Fenwick coach Adam DeBagis believes the two teams are somewhat equal.
We sort of handled them early in the season, like our second game of the season at our place, and then we sort of barely scraped out a victory at their place in January. So we are pretty equal, and they have a little bit deeper of a bench. We got some girls injured, and we had a small team to begin with. So they're a little bit deeper than us in how many players they play. But I think we're pretty equal talent-wise. And
the St. Mary's girls and basketball hoop teams are still alive. The girls are playing home tonight. The boys have a game tomorrow afternoon at Salem State. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.